Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Always available, always free, always odd.
C is for your claws so sharp to me. R is for reports we seldom see. Why do we ignore creatures of myth and lore? P is even more puzzling monsters we adore. T is for tales passed through the years. I is for icons of all our fears. D is for discovery of strange creatures in every country. It's the cryptid corner on Odd to Newfoundland. Yeah.
There are so many strange things in this planet. So many strange things living in weird places. And the Amazon is no different than any other place on the planet, except it's very dense. It's kind of scary how many animals get discovered there constantly. Now, many will be familiar with tales of the Sasquatch of North America and the Yeti of the Himalayas, but have you heard about the Bigfoot of the Amazon? I wonder, the vast Amazonian jungles of western Brazil and eastern Peru are said to harbor a huge monster that's just wrapped up in mystery and local legend. This thing is absolutely terrifying. Descriptions of the beast also vary wildly. Body of a giant bear, the backward turned claw feet like those of a giant armadillo, the face appears monkey or even human-like, trailing a cloud of flying beetles and a roar like endless thunder. In some areas, the creature is said to have two eyes, while on other accounts, they talk about only having one, like the Cyclops of Greek mythology. Some versions even mention a gaping, stinking mouth in the monster's belly, through which it consumes humans unfortunate enough to cross its path. Some legends even attribute it to the powers of the supernatural, and even speech. Classic stories describe it as a werewolf-like Indian shaman who discovered the secret to immortality, but paid for it by being transformed into this horrible, hideous monster. To see it is to come face to face with the devil himself. So who came face to face with it? Just a little load of this. All accounts agree that the creature is tall 2 meters. About 7 feet, its upright bulk disconcertingly human-like when it stands on 2 legs, that it emits a strong, extremely nauseating and disabling smell like garlic and fetid peccary. Fetid is just a really, really fancy way of saying rotten or stinky. And that is has thick, matted red or black fur covering a hard exoskeleton that makes it all but impervious to bullets and arrows. This thing sounds like a war machine. Though the physical descriptions of the Mapungari may resemble the Sasquatch of North America or the Yeti of the Himalayan lore, the comparison stopped there, though. Unlike its counterparts elsewhere, this creature does not flee human contact, but aggressively hunts down the hunter, turning the tables on those who do not respect the jungle's unwritten rules and limits. Often the Mapungari gets revenge on people who transgress, who go where they shouldn't go, or harvest more animals or plants than they can consume, or even set cruel traps, said Marco Souza, a prominent Brazilian novelist and playwright who lives in Manaus, and often draws on Amazon history and folklore in his works. This thing kind of looks like a big sloth to me in a lot of the descriptions of it, but there's no doubt it does look like a Bigfoot as well. Man, what a strange animal. Can you imagine this thing has 2 mouths, one on its stomach, and it reeks really, really bad? This is like nightmare fuel, like the creepypasta version of Bigfoot. All I know is that the Mapinguari certainly deserves a place right here on the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast's Cryptid Corner.